For all things Shea 45, log on to facebook.com/Shea45.
All right, I got to set the time in this thing. It is 9. Oh, hang on. Nah, come on, hold this. 9:56. There we go. Okay. Busy morning. Talking about strip clubs, huh? They're gross. They're always gross. It doesn't mean they're totally without merit. I mean, it's just not. It's not for me. I'm gonna go to the gas station on my way out of town. That's my plan. But yeah, I don't know. That's, you know, most of the times I've been to strip clubs, it's just been like, I don't really want to be here. There's just, you know, there are people that are strip club people and people that are not strip club people. To me, it's just always been like, some people like have just like a suspension of disbelief or something. I don't know what it is where they're like, they convince themselves like, no, this is just like a really natural good time. I'm not like paying a ton of money to like force this good time. Whereas like when I'm at a strip club, all I see is fucking ice cold business being transacted in like a desperate manner on both ends of the deal. And it's like, ugh, this is, in some ways, the purest distillation of capitalism, right? I don't know. It's just,
I look European on the screen. You're good.
You definitely look European. What's good, sir?
Well, you're good at that.
Hooters, huh? Yeah, I don't know. Hooters is,
in the city, it dreams of my life.
Hooters is like half stepping, right? You know, it's like, just go to a strip club. Stop fucking around. Like, if you're already down that fucking road, I don't know. Like, I went to the Hooters here, this one, a little bit north of here, by the college, of course. Because, you know, those girls got to come from somewhere. And, yeah, I don't know. Like, we were just in there. Like, I was there because I like shitty food from chain restaurants. And wanted to try it out because it had just opened. And there was just dudes in there that were just, like, just talking about these girls. Like, as soon as the girls would walk away from the table, they'd go, like, I think she likes you, dirt. And, like, I'm pretty sure one of those girls was underage. It was just like, you guys are fucking scumbags. All right, I'll be right back. Ugh. Falling for any waitress seems kind of sad. Yeah. You're right, but we've all been there. Thank you. This multi-grain bar is exceptionally dry this morning. Yeah, so Titanfall's like almost out. It's kind of cool that it'll be out and kind of, you know, judged on its own merits instead of like this weird like hype machine version of it that people seem to have in their heads. In some ways, I guess I mean, I'm sure they benefited from it financially and you know, the game got a higher profile as a result, but, like, I don't know. Just Respawn being, like, kind of a relatively small team of people and making, like, a very focused multiplayer-only game and then having it turn into this just juggernaut of, like, where, you know, like, Microsoft is promoting it. Like, Microsoft is putting out firmware updates and saying, like, just in time for Titanfall! Because Microsoft needs something to latch onto. I feel like, in a way, it's like, you know, it's kind of a victim of that, because, like, on its own, it's fine. It's quite good. It's fun. But it's not like some, like, blow-you-away mind chain, you know, just like, it's not gonna... What was it? There was, like, that Bloomberg story that was like, this game is gonna save Microsoft. Like, no. No one game saves a system like that. That's just, you know. And it's too early to save the system, also. Thing's been out for a couple of months. Several months, I guess. Under a year. I guess, you know, there's people out there saying, like, oh, consoles are done and dead. It's like, no, they're selling pretty well. It's just... It takes a little while for software to ramp up on PS4 and Xbox One, you know? So I don't know that there's much to learn out of this other than... What is there to learn out of this? The technical end of things might need a looking at, but it's hard to know if that lies with Respawn or with Microsoft. Yeah, it's like definitely you hear developers complaining about the quality of the tools being used to make games for Xbox One and how that's really getting in their way. You know, Titanfall's been in development so long now that it probably was made the same way that all the launch games were. You know, it's not necessarily benefiting from, you know, any changes that have or haven't been made to the tools part of the process, but you definitely see people continuing to point to that as like, hey, this is the big challenge with Xbox right now, is like, this stuff is not helping. So, I don't know. You know, you look at the frame rate in Titanfall in some spots, it's like, well, I mean, this game looks alright, but it's not like, these environments are pretty square, you know, they're big, but they're not, like, battlefield big. Like, what's going on? I don't know. It's one of those spots where I don't really have the engineering background required to suss it out, but either way, performance is a little underwhelming. in that version of the game. Got him, you say? Ugh. You know what? I'm pretty sure when I was playing Titanfall over the weekend, you know, there are still not a lot of copies of that game out there. There are some, but the servers are definitely not full. You know, it's like media, and I know they sent out codes to people at Microsoft and EA, and they kind of, you know, those get around the industry a little bit to friends and family type stuff. I'm pretty sure that, like, the first thing I heard, because, you know, like, everyone turned off their Kinect mics, for the most part. Like, no one chats on that platform unless they went out and bought a headset, or does it come with a headset? I don't even remember. Anyway, very few people talking, which is fine. There's not a lot to say. We can say, hey, shoot dudes better. Like, you know, it's just not the thing. I'm pretty sure the first thing I heard Saturday night when the servers went up was someone vaping into their headset. And I was like, that's just perfect. It's weird because I know people who vape. I know people who do that, who bought the stuff and have their weird flavors and their weird rigs and all this stuff, but, like, they're normal people, and they have, like, a reasonable, they're not, like, animals about it. They're just like, hey, you know what, like, this works out a lot better for me than smoking real cigarettes, and, you know, maybe I can wean myself off this, or not, but, like, either way, this is a more effective way to deliver what I'm looking for than smoking cigarettes. And I'm like, okay, that's totally reasonable. But I feel like the culture and some of the people that you see online that are, like, into that scene look insane. They look like fucking lunatics. Like, what? You guys are animals. What's going on? I'm sure they're, you know, whatever. Like I said, not everyone who uses a vaporizer is a monster. I know that, because I know people who do, and they are not. But man. Just be like, come to the vape convention. We're going to have this girl in a bikini, and she's going to be standing next to some double coil, decadent e-juice. So when people talk about their juice or their liquid, the whole thing turns a little gross for me. It's like, yeah, I need some new vape juice. Like, ugh. First step into the world turning cyberpunk. I agree. Like, in some weird way, I am all for it. I have not tried it. I don't have any desire to, really. I've never smoked a real cigarette either, so. Yeah, the whole thing seems kind of disgusting to me, but whatever. I think that's the thing, is, you know, maybe everyone will just have to pick what they want to be vaping. you know, it won't always be a cigarette replacement. It'll be like, oh, this is how I stay caffeinated. I'm just vaping caffeine over here. So, yeah, this is my morning vape. It's a vitamin D and some B12. Zinc. Until then, there's always energy drinks. Funny that there are vaporizers that are kind of huge. Like the one that was like cigarette sized, but like black, and then would glow blue when you used it. Like that's like ultimate cyberpunk dark future computer cigarettes, and that seems totally okay. My friend who does that stuff ordered a bunch of liquids from some site, and it's just like cotton candy and all these other, like, this is cheesecake vapor. And like, what? And it came with like a sticker that said like, calm down, it's only vapor. Like, I don't know where you're supposed to stick that. It was not bumper size. Like, what? It's one of those things where, like, clearly they have anticipated the reaction that people will give it when it is being used. Like, hey, could you not make this room smell like rotten cheesecake for the next hour? It's only vapor, bro. Just vaping, bro. It's just vape, bro. Bro, I'm just vaping. Ah, whatever. If it's better for people than regular cigarettes, then then great. That's outstanding. Like, people should not fucking hurt themselves in that way, I guess. Or whatever. Do what they want. I think secondhand smoke is gross. Secondhand vapor is less gross. So I'll take it. But what do I care, ultimately? I just think it's funny that there's like this ridiculous scene around it. Stupid. Palobulus. I don't know what Palobulus is, but it is coming to the Marin Center at the end of March. Palobulus. I feel like whatever it is at that place a couple times a year, because it just, the electronic sign just says, Palobulus. I like to think it's like a Swedish black metal band. But given the structure of the room they have there at the Marin Center, it's probably not that. Magazines only coming out once a month and me not subscribing to them all at the time. It was really weird when this album came out because, like, there was no, you know, out the suburbs. Where I don't think I was watching a lot of Yo MTV Raps at the time. I don't even know if it was on at that point. Yeah, it must have been. Anyway, like, the news that NWA was breaking up was, like, not something that got reported in mainstream culture particularly well. Instead, it was like, oh, this NWA album doesn't have Ice Cube on it. This EP, 100 Miles and Running, no Ice Cube here. Weird. What's going on? Like, oh, Ice Cube has a solo album out. Hey, wait, what... They seem to not like each other. Oh, weird. And then this came out, and was like, oh, this came out, and then, like, Eazy-E's, what was it? 5150 Home for the Sick EP came out with that aspect of it. You're like, what? I just wanted there to be another NWA record with everybody on it. So when Chuck D said that hip-hop was just, you know, CNN for the hood. It was CNN for the suburbs too, Chuck.
my home, you best check yourself, cause when you just straight, you dish yourself.
Motherfucker, you up, nigga.
Oh, I don't want no good out of there, you better bitch, don't fall in your phone, not even fuck it with me. Fuck it with me.
I could never really get into X-Clan. Never, just never really. It's like some alright stuff, but it's not. It's no latter-day Jay-Z, we can all like. Sometimes heading up this hill, you can see cars parked in a weird way. Is that a cop car? No, it is not. They're like weird little parking spots to get off into the forest. You know, some trees and stuff along the side. On the Marin side of the bridge. A couple of good spots to set up speed traps and shit. Thank you.
phenomenon of grunge.
A cultural evolution of sound.
Started by the local Seattle punk scene.
And exploded to all of North America.
This is SiriusXM's
Thanks for the, like,
Lithium.
The hits history lesson there, Radio. I had no idea. What is this, Pearl Jam? How do you say Pearl Jam? I don't know why they're wasting time playing Pearl Jam when there's a whole Pearl Jam station on satellite radio that I could be listening to. Like, oh, they probably don't just play Even Flow and Jeremy and Black. What are other Pearl Jam songs that I would be okay wanting to listen to? Glorified. Whoa, that was almost, fucking awesome. That was almost a bunch of dead people, including maybe me. So I'm in the suicide lane on the Golden Gate Bridge. It's six lanes across, three and three. They'll put a buffer lane out when, you know, traffic's not real crazy. But right now there is no buffer lane. I am right next to cars going the other way. And dude in the middle lane of the guy on my right totally almost just merged into me, which probably would have pushed me into oncoming traffic. And that would have been rad. And then he realized what he was doing and then quickly veered over into the far right lane. And now he is behind me on the right. And he is taking his hands off the wheel to look into the passenger seat. I don't know what the fuck is going on over there. He is between two lanes. He is back in the middle lane. Good stuff. Right, I'm looking over at you as you're passing me, Volvo SUV. Maybe he's listening to Even Flow also and is just feeling it a lot more than I am. Again, he's taking his hands off the wheel. I don't know what. He must have something real awesome in the fucking passenger seat of that fucking truck. Because he is, like, taking both hands off to do something with it and then, like, very aggressively grabbing the wheel again as soon as the car starts to drift out of the lane. Like, whoa! I don't want to be next to this guy. I'm okay with him behind me. But, fuck. I'd rather not be near this fucking guy. Driving with one hand and keeping his hand on something in the passenger seat. He's like leaning over in a way that like he's holding like, you know, a bag of groceries. I don't know. Something he doesn't want to fall off the seat, I guess. Oh, finally, some Eve 6. Now the morning can really get going. New Beck album out. I haven't heard it much. I don't know if it is any good or not. What the fuck is Rat-a-Tat doing? That's a great question. Not enough. Hopefully they're working on another remix album. All right, go for some of the stuff they did there. I'd rather listen to some of that than some of the albums that they put out. Some of their own stuff. More sing-songy, less of a hip-hop flair on that new Beck album. Yeah. I still think my favorite Beck album is actually Mellow Gold. Like, it was like good and weird in a lot of really cool ways. Like, Odelay is like much more polished and there's, you know, some great stuff there, but like, I like it a little more raw, but not totally raw. Because if you go back to like Stereo Pathetic Soul Manure, like the stuff prior to Mellow Gold, which, you know, they re-released that earlier stuff kind of when Beck got big, like the, there were like a couple of older Beck albums that were just everywhere on CD that were, challenging, let's say. Maybe a little too much. Like Sea Change is like, you know, this amazing record, but it just, I didn't really dig it. Police cars at one of these skeevy motor inns along Lombard. Only assume they've found a body. So let's play this song about Mondays. Who would do that? Oh, it's my favorite Eminem song. Wait a minute.
They say I'm crazy, but I have a case I'm attacked. I'm making records, my fans, they can't wait. They write me letters, tell me I'm great. So I got the in-office for records on the wall. Just leave a message, maybe I'll call. Lucky I'm
part where it starts to sound like the theme song to a early 80s buddy cop show where they're kind of wacky. I'll say this about Eminem. He has forced me to think about this song in a way that I have not before. This is a weird song. It's got some travel to it. A lot of different parts. Two could have made four different songs sampling the different parts of this song.
Everybody's so different, I haven't changed.
paramedics here in front of this restaurant, wheeling a man out. Jeez. Man, wow. He was conscious, I could tell that much, but was not wearing a shirt. It was like wrestling. So I guess don't eat there.
On the heels of classic rock's early pioneers came the artists who laid the foundation for classic rock's second generation, Aerosmith.
Ah! Maybe that's why I hear so much Aerosmith, is that I have this station on my presets, and that is literally the artist they use as a touchstone for this, like, classic rock, but not that classic. Slightly less classic than the other classic rock station. Now here we are listening to Aerosmith. Fuck. Too busy trying to merge to... Alright. You're never too busy to turn off Aerosmith. Especially when Blues Traveler's on. What have I been doing? It'd be funny if I was just like secretly like huge Blues Traveler fan. Like, no man, they're great. You don't get it. Oh, right. This song where you can literally feel like you're dying while you listen to it. Ugh. In some ways, like, I'm kind of surprised it took this long for us to get here, but I'm not happy that we're here. I would rather listen to that selfie song. Shit, I spoke too soon. Probably end up being on. That's another song I would turn off in favor of that fucking selfie song. Just in time for this blazing sax solo. Oh. I feel like Paula Abdul has made that transition where most of the people that know her now don't remember that she had like a singing career and like dated Arsenio Hall and was a Laker girl. You know, like the important Paula Abdul stuff instead of this like American Idol shit. And her being crazy or not crazy or whatever it was. And that's sad.
Ain't It's like the perfect couple of the era. Paula Abdul and Arsenio Hall. All right. I've driven to where I'm driving. And, yeah. I'll see you guys later. Have a good Monday. I know what fly girls.